Laws and customs relating to Sfiras HaOmer, a summary of laws. It is a positive command in the Torah for every single Jew to count 7 weeks' worth of days, beginning from when the Omer was offered. In Temple times, the Omer was offered on the 16th of Nisan, which was the second day of Pesach. The Omer offering consisted of the new harvest of barley, and was brought as a mincha offering in the Temple. This mitzvah applies whether in Eretz Yisrael or the diaspora. And although the mitzvah of counting is dependent on the Omer, which is brought in Eretz Yisrael only during Temple times, it is not only dependent on Eretz Yisrael and applies everywhere. Nonetheless, there is a debate amongst the Rishonim as to whether the mitzvah biblically applies even during times of exile when we no longer have a temple and the Omer offering is no longer brought. The Rambam is of the opinion that it's irrelevant and the biblical mitzvah of counting the Omer, as written in Scripture, applies even today. However, most Rishonim dispute this and rule that in days that we don't offer the Omer, such as during exile, the counting of the Omer is no longer biblically mandated, and is rather a rabbinical injunction. Practically, the Alter Rebbe concludes in the Shulchan Aruch that the main halachic opinion follows those who rule that it is only of rabbinical status, and therefore in all areas that there is ramification between a biblical and rabbinical mitzvah, we follow that Sfiras HaOmer is a rabbinical mitzvah today. Nonetheless, in certain circumstances, we do also suspect for the opinion of the Rambam that it is biblical even today. According to all opinions, the counting of the Omer is not one collective mitzvah of 49 days, but rather each individual day is its own mitzvah, similar to the wearing of tefillin, on which each day that one wears tefillin, he fulfills a positive command. And so to each day that one counts the Omer, he fulfills the mitzvah of counting the Omer, although with the difference that if one missed a day, then according to some opinions, he can no longer count, as we will discuss further on in the lessons. Who is obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So all men are obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Women, however, are exempt from the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, as it is a positive command that is time-dependent. Despite this letter of the law exemption, women are to count Sfiras HaOmer each night in the beginning of the night and are to be reminded by their husbands to do so. This is due to two reasons. Number one, as the Alter Rebbe and other Achrayim rule that women have accepted upon themselves the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, even though they're technically exempt. A second reason recorded is because it's possible that it's forbidden for them to do melacha until they count the Omer, so they can't do laundry till they count the Omer at night, and therefore they should count right away. Accordingly, even if a woman already missed a day and can no longer count with a blessing, she should still count every night. And if they didn't miss a day, then they may count even with a bracha, as is always the rule regarding positive commands, that even though they are exempt from them, if they are time-dependent, nonetheless a blessing may be said. Regarding children, so children who have reached the age of chinuch are to be educated in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, just like any other mitzvah. It is to recite it by them at night with a blessing, if they have not missed any previous night. The age of chinuch in this regard is from the age that the child understands the meaning of Sfiras HaOmer. When is one to count Sfiras HaOmer? So the Omer must be counted specifically at night, starting from the night of the 16th and onwards. It is invalid to count the Omer by day. Nonetheless, some Paiskim rule that if one forgot, or even purposely did not count at night, then he is obligated to count by day to make up for the night count. Meaning, everyone agrees that at least initially you must count at night, and some hold even b'dievet if you didn't count at night and no longer works to count by day. Practically, since some Paiskim do validate b'dievet a count by day, therefore you should count by day without a blessing if you miss counting at night. When at night is one to count? So technically, the entire night up until Alayis HaShachar is valid for counting the Omer. Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchur to daven ma'ariv immediately after nightfall and then count the sefirah immediately afterwards, in order to count as close as possible to the start of the night for the sake of tamimus, of having a complete count from the beginning of the night till the next day. If one forgot to count in the beginning of the night, he should count as soon as he remembers, and at the very least before midnight, and at the very least before Alayis HaShachar. According to Kabbalah, the earlier one counts the better, as delaying the count causes the side of evil to increase its nurture from holiness. Nonetheless, one should not precede the count to Ma'ariv, as although it's permitted to count before Ma'ariv from the letter of the law, nonetheless it's always proper to precede a more common mitzvah, which is Ma'ariv, to the counting of the Omer. It is proper to count the Sfira together with a minyan, and therefore one should not leave the minyan by Ma'ariv until after the Sfira is counted.
Laws relating to eating before counting. So one must abstain from eating even a small meal starting from a half hour prior to the time of Sfira, which is a half hour before sunset. This applies even if you already davened an early Ma'ariv but have yet to recite Sfira Sa'imer. However, if you live in an area where the Shamash is accustomed to remind others to recite the Sfira upon the time of Sfira arriving, or you appoint a guard to remind you, or even an alarm clock, or a part of a WhatsApp group that they send each night a reminder to count Sfira, then it is permitted for you to eat a meal beforehand. Likewise, one who davens by a set minyan of Ma'ariv every night may eat even within the half hour prior to sunset. In truth, it is unclear from the Paiskim as to whether this heter of a shomer allows one to start a meal even after it's nighttime, or if it only helps within the half hour before the time of Sfira, before sunset. Practically, however, those who are lenient have upon whom to rely. The above restriction is only against eating a meal prior to counting Sfira if you don't have a shomer. However, a snack is permitted to be eaten, which is defined as any amount of liquid such as water, tea, coffee, any amount of fruits and vegetables, and shahakal foods, meat and chicken and the like, and up to a kibetza, 57 grams of bread and mezainis. The restriction against doing melacha prior to counting. So it's a custom for both men and even women to avoid doing work during the entire period of Sfira Sa'omer, from the time of sunset until after they count the Omer. Adds the Alter Rebbe, based on this, that it's possible that those women who don't count the Omer must refrain from work throughout the entire night. And for this reason, as we stated earlier, women should be accustomed to count. Now, what kind of work is included in this restriction? So it refers to any work that takes time to accomplish, such as sewing, weaving, and the like. However, simple house chores such as cooking, sweeping, and cleaning is permitted. Likewise, all malachas that are permitted on Chol HaMoed may be performed at this time. And Meretz Hashem, in part two of this series, we will continue with the remaining laws relating to Sfira Sa'omer, to the counting of the Omer.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.